here in Wisconsin, there was one place like no other.
It was a special place in the ancient world, and it's a special place today.
A place where nearly 1,000 years ago, the land laid witness to a native culture.
Before a sustained European presence in this continent.
A culture of sun worshipers.
There's no other site like this in Wisconsin.
This place is Aztalan.
I think there are many people who would argue that this is the most important archaeological site in Wisconsin.
It's where archaeologist Cecil Schrader has dedicated a career to discovery.
We're standing on top of the Southwest Mound, which was a mound that supported structures that we think elite people may have lived in.
Today, there are echoes of this ancient civilization, if you simply know where to look.
It's challenging. We're just working with small shards and pieces of the past to try and build a picture of the people who lived here. You know, I try to close my eyes and think about what would that have been like? Trying to understand what their day-to-day life was like. How did they get food? How were children raised?
Cecil chairs the University of Wisconsin Anthropology Department and has done extensive research on this site.
I just can't think of a better life or career for myself. I grew up in Wisconsin, and being able to come back here and teach at the flagship university was beyond my wildest imaginings. It's a great field to be in if you have a relentless curiosity.
Cecil first started working here as a graduate student attending UW-Milwaukee.
So if you look down on the site from a bird's eye view, probably the most prominent thing that you might initially notice is the wall. It offered a real kind of sense of protection. But there could have been as many as, maybe 600 or more people living inside the walls of the site.
After years of research, there is still a wealth of answers for Cecil to uncover.
7% of the site has been excavated. There's much that we are still trying to understand about the social groups that lived here. This would have been a diverse, multi-ethnic community, people that archaeologists would call late woodland, and then migrants that we would call Mississippian. And it appears that they lived together, that they forged some kind of peaceful coexistence for multiple generations at this site.
Walk through Aztalan, and the mounds evoke a spiritual mystery rising from the earth. Below ground, subterranean secrets unfold, opening a window into this ancient world.
People's trash is very informative.
Think of it as archaeological dumpster diving into the unknown.
One aspect of my research is that I'm interested in everyday life. But there are aspects of everyday life that are sacred as well. And I'm, really respectful of Native people's concerns. This is their heritage, their past. I find it really interesting and fascinating.
Advances in technology also make it easier to unearth what's hidden underground without having to disturb this sacred site.
We've applied ground-penetrating radar on this site as well as magnetometer survey. Both have been really helpful in focusing our attention on areas that look to be residential, that are really of great interest to me. We have a gray line here on this image. Is it a palisade wall that no one has ever noticed or mapped at the site before?
Exploring and mapping takes many hands and many minds. Cecil hopes to inspire her students, and they in turn inspire her.
Students have transformed the trajectory of my research. I stand out there as students are working on excavations and think, they're excavating a house. They bring new perspectives and new ways of thinking to the questions that I've been investigating for a long time.
Sissel feels a strong sense of pride for her students and her home state.
One of the things that is incredibly special about being an archaeologist in Wisconsin is how enthusiastic people in Wisconsin are about everything having to do with Wisconsin.
I've been really struck by this from the first day I set foot on campus.
And it really doesn't matter where I go in the state. People are just fascinated and intrigued about what I'm learning about the past. People in Wisconsin love Wisconsin.